Yeah. How many people are looking at their retirement accounts these days and saying, oh, man, I should have bought gold. We've got the TSX down, Canadian dollar down, oil down, bank stocks are down, mining companies are down, and people are starting to say, what do we got, 2008 happening all over again? Sean Cooper on the line from Toronto. Sean's a financial journalist and personal finance expert. You can find his some of his stuff at ratesupermarket.ca, and we thought it'd be a good time to talk about possible opportunities for investors out there. Morning, Sean.
Hi, Brent. How are you?
I'm well, but like a lot of people, aging baby boomers, we're looking at retirement accounts and saying, oh my God, what's happening out there? So what would you advise people right now who may be a little frightened about what's happening to their portfolio, but at the same time, maybe considering opportunities to buy in?
Yes, as you mentioned, I mean, 2008, a lot of people were afraid when they looked at their account balance every day, but it was actually a great buying opportunity. So, I mean, back in 2008, people could get the big bank stocks at a discount, so it's definitely a great buying opportunity, but the trick is to not panic and sell your investments. I mean, if you're invested in mutual funds, it's something for the long term, so you shouldn't get too upset and freak out when you see that your mutual fund account has dipped too low, because, I mean, it will bounce back. It always does.
Yeah, well, and if 2008 did teach us anything, if you can hang in there, that's right. The idea of just panicking and selling off and jumping into something like gold, bad idea. So what are some of the areas that you think people could be looking at right now to maybe start investing in to see some gains in the coming couple of years here?
Well, I mean, in terms of oil and gas stocks, people are already probably pretty heavily weighted in oil, because as you can see from the TSX dipping, the TSX already has a lot of energy stocks in it. The thing about Canada is that we only have three sectors here, energy, commodities, and banking. But in the U.S., there's 10 sectors. So Canadians seem to have a home bias and invest a lot in Canada. But perhaps you should be looking elsewhere. I mean, the S&P 500 is a good opportunity to invest in, and before you consider buying oil and gas stocks, you should take a look at your asset allocation, which is the mix of stocks and bonds, and basically see if you're already overweighted in energy, because it doesn't really make sense to invest even more if you already are overexposed to it.
We're really impacted here in Canada, you're right. So are you seeing the same market impact in other countries like the U.S. and European markets that are more diversified than here? Are they feeling quite the hit that we are here in Canada because of these reduced oil values and the reduced dollar?
Not really. I mean, like with Canada, I mean, our loonies nicknamed the petrodollar because, as you can see, our dollar's basically taken a nosedive. It was above a dollar. It was basically at parity with the U.S. dollar, and it's been dropping like a rock lately. So, I mean, Canada's definitely been hardest hit, but, I mean, who knows when oil prices will go up to $100 a barrel. I mean, the Prince of Saudi Arabia was saying that we would never see oil above $100 a barrel again, and really OPEC's calling the shots in terms of oil prices because they're refusing to cut their production. So, I mean, we're really at the mercy of OPEC right now.
No doubt about it. So somebody's looking for opportunities, though, to buy in, say, into the oil or gas market, thinking, well, they're down and potentially may come down again. Is there also the danger, though, you might buy into something that could literally go away? And I guess that's where good financial advice comes in, that you don't want to buy stocks in a company that potentially might be closing its doors in the oil industry here if this rout of the oil prices continue.
Exactly. I mean, you should be looking for blue chip companies, companies that have been around for a long time. I mean, some of the some of the smaller growth stocks that don't pay dividends, they're actually in danger of going bankrupt because there's no way that they could have planned for oil prices falling this sharply in only 6 months. So with a lot of their debt coming due in the next 36 months, there's a real danger that some of those companies should go bankrupt. So I would definitely say that it would be a good idea to look for value stocks, basically companies that are paying a dividend as opposed to growth stocks. I mean, there are some great oil companies out there like ExxonMobil that you could invest in, companies that pay you a dividend and have a decent PE rate. ratio of 9 to 11. So, I mean, I would definitely look at companies like that as opposed to the smaller ones that could actually go belly up in right now.
Yeah, that's the danger. Sean, I appreciate your time today. Thanks again. Sean Cooper joining us on the line from Toronto. Just some thoughts out there as the dollar's down, oil's down, Canadian market's down. Buying opportunities, but be careful. Again, getting that expert advice so you're buying into good quality companies that are going to be able to, you know, survive what happens here as far as the oil industry is concerned in the coming months or who knows, years.